Today we're going to talk about a world-class mindset and what that actually means in comparison to a mediocre or an average mindset. This is when your life really starts to level up and get exciting. And it's what changed for me. And I did it through reading books. And you'll have heard this advice time and time again. When I started my journey into personal self-transformation, I had a transformational event back in when I was 27. And it was really books focused on building a wealth consciousness that helped me escape the patterns of my thinking and create a world-class mindset. So one of the books that I want to introduce you to is How Rich People Think by Steve Seabold. And I've had Steve on the show, on the podcast. I was lucky enough to have him as a guest. And I want to read a few world-class lessons to you just in this episode to get things started so that I can encourage you to start thinking in a different way, maybe approach getting some books, hiring a mentor around the topic of creating a world-class consciousness. Middle class has a lottery mentality. World class has an action mentality. The masses love the lottery because deep down, they believe that it's their only chance to get rich. That struck me as so interesting. And because before that, I'd played the lottery too. I'd gambled in casinos in Vegas. I'd had that idea that like, oh, maybe I'll get lucky enough to make millions and tens of millions through gambling, right? And just through that idea that maybe I'll put a pound on and you get rich. And a lot of people have this subconscious transactional mindset to the lottery and to gambling. And what it does is it reinforces that message within you that you believe the only way that you can multiply your wealth or get wealthy is through a chance event that has very little chance of actually happening. And it's signaling to yourself that that's the only way you believe you can get rich, which couldn't be further from the truth. So the world class have a completely different mentality, and that's one around action. And so middle class is self-destructive, especially when it comes to money. They will find always that they struggle financially unless they are somehow able to break the mold cast in childhood, like crooks and lucky people get rich. So that goes back to a prosperity consciousness and the fact that society reinforces the fact or the idea that rich people somehow tricked someone into getting their wealth. And this is something that you need to fight. You need to fight that narrative in your own mind because you've been programmed subtly through the way we think about the rich. When that is actually the middle and upper, well, that's the upper class, right? That's what the upper class is defined as. A world-class wealthy consciousness is all about freedom, liberation, and creation and abundance. And so a world-class mindset or a world-class has empowering beliefs about money that leads them to effective daily action that serves as the foundation of their financial success. The great ones know that talk is cheap and the only way to get wealthy is to take action. So what Steve is saying here is that when we talk about the wealthy, that consciousness, they know that action is the only way to generate wealth. And the way that they think dictates their action. So when they start seeing people who have wealth around them, you see someone drive by in a Ferrari, a nice car, has a huge mansion. You don't automatically think, oh, I wonder who they tricked to get all of that wealth. You think, I wonder how much value they put into the world. I wonder what they did. They must have put a lot of value into the world to be able to have that now. And that's the signaling that you want to start signaling to yourself. You want to stop playing the lottery because it's signaling to yourself that you can only get rich through playing the lottery. And that's your one chance to get wealthy. And you want to think about what you're casting out there as messaging to yourself when you see someone else who's wealthy. You should never diss or be comparison or jealousy in that sense of like, oh, they're rich and why not? Am I not? You should use it as a way to get inspired. So when you see someone else that's have something that you want, get inspired by it. Let it fuel you. Let it fuel your imagination. When the rich need money, they don't wonder if it's possible. They simply begin creating new ideas to solve problems. Oh my God, I love Steve, the way he writes, this is great. And this is a great quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson at the bottom of the page. It requires a great deal of boldness and a great deal of caution to make a great fortune. And when you have it, it requires 10 times as much skill to keep it. Because you don't then want to flip. When you make a lot of money or you get success, you don't then want to flip to this poverty consciousness where you're fear of losing money. And so you stop doing the behaviors and the rituals and the way of thinking because you're like, oh, I've got all this money. I don't want to lose it. Oh, and then it stops you actually investing it in the right ways and thinking in the right ways to create more. You stop doing the behaviors that created the wealth in the first place. So that's the downside, which is why he's saying it's hard to keep when you get it, because your thinking changes. So you've got to change and keep working on your thinking and be around people that have that kind of thinking, that higher level thinking around creation and possibility, and not about fear, lack, limitation, and that, oh my goodness, what if I lose all this money? Lesson 55. The middle class thinks that rich believe they're more intelligent. The world class knows intelligence has little to do with getting rich. The masses see the rich as an elitist segment society. I'll say that again. The masses see the rich as an elitist segment of society that view themselves as better than everyone. This myth is perpetrated by people who are disappointed in their own lack of success and environment of those who have made it big. The truth is, wealthy people don't think they're smarter or better, and they admire people who have the courage and endurance to labour all their lives for a meagre compensation. It's hard not to admire the coal miner or the bricklayer who slogs out every day for 40 years to barely eke out a living. Hard labour jobs are a poor strategy for acquiring money. They do little to garner respect, but they do garner respect. Self-made millionaires know getting rich has little to do with intelligence and everything to do with focus and persistence. They know the average person is more focused on playing video games, surfing the internet and watching Netflix than he or she is at building a portfolio. That is why many millionaires are high school and college dropouts. They quit school because they didn't see the purpose in what they were learning. Many school curriculums are too broad in scope, outdated, and lack the proper data to teach what it takes to be successful. Most teachers have no idea how to build a fortune. While the wealthy believe in formal education, few credit their financial empires to what they learned in school. Getting rich is not about being smarter or more educated or more intelligent. It's about knowing what you want and being laser focused on getting it, no matter what it takes and how long it takes and how hard you have to work. It's simple, but it's not easy. So it's a strategy, right? Getting rich is a strategy. It's not about intelligence. It's not about knowledge. It's about how you apply it, about what you do with it. It's about being laser focused on what you want. Middle class believes rich people are snobs. World class believe rich people are guarding their consciousness. Consciousness is contagious. Hang around the world class thinkers and listen to them talk. Conversation is always about moving forward and getting better. So spend a little time thinking about, what are the conversations like with the people you're hanging around with now? What are the general conversations? Are they of gossip and comparison, or are they about improvement, getting better, productivity, momentum, how we can improve, how can we build together? Is that what the conversations are about? Just question that, because that will let you know whether you're with middle class thinkers or world class thinkers. What the masses don't understand is their habits of thought are their destroyers. They're fully capable of everything the world class is capable of, but their thinking keeps them locked in a cognitive cage of ignorance and guaranteed mediocrity. This is why the rich associate with rich people. They cannot afford the messages of doom and gloom. They want to talk about a beautiful future and pure exhilaration of life and living. This is often misinterpreted by the masses as snobbery. Labeling the rich as snobs is another way the middle class finds to feel better about themselves and their chosen path of mediocrity. So again, it goes back to this sense of how you are viewing the world. And if you're viewing people who have more than you or are rich or wealthy as somehow elitist or somehow keeping you out, really it's to do with the way that you think. You're thinking on different frequencies, different levels of awareness. And so the rich are surrounding themselves with the rich because they don't want to let in the doom and gloom, the negativity, the naysayers. They're all about possibility. They're all about connections. They're all about leverage through connections, through partnerships, through content, through the ways that the content is and the thoughts are impacting their mind. They don't want to be around people that say, that's not possible, or that's not for me, or that can't happen, or playing it small. They want to be around big thinkers, and they're going to do that. They're going to keep themselves consciously where they want to play, and they're not going to let it in. And that's the difference. So by judging that, you're actually making yourself feel better, because you're saying, well, are they elitist? They're keeping me out. They're snobs. Really? No, they're not. Question your own thinking. If you begin to think like a wealthy person, you would then have those elevated thoughts, those higher ideas of possibility. And if you started acting on them, you'd attract people of that nature into your life. Consciousness is contagious. Albert Einstein. Middle class believes the rich are spiritual and bankrupt. World class believes the rich are among the most spiritual people in society. Really solid book on how to build a wealthy mindset. Middle class believes the rich are shallow and world class believes rich people are strategic. It's been passed down through the ages that those who seek wealth are self-indulgent, decadent and shallow, and that poverty and financial mediocrity are the badges of honor. This goes back to the biblical quote, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." The literal translation of the biblical passage, even led by the Catholic Church, one of the wealthiest organizations in the world, to paint a picture of the Pope as a destitute servant in order to maintain the integrity of the message, of the purpose, of motivating people to donate money. This is not opinion, it's historical fact. This manipulative tradition continues in modern times through evangelists seeking salvation with prayer, cloths, and holy water to pour on people, while the purveyors are living in mansions and traveling by jet. Manipulation is possible because it feeds on the belief that being poor is a virtue, and even if you can't pay your rent, you should give money to God. The rich see themselves as honest and strategic. They make no secret about their desire to build their financial empire. They are straightforward and direct in their approach. They have no interest in manipulation or unethical practices. The chief aim is to get rich in an honest and above-board manner by serving others. This strategic approach allows for them to focus on their goals and move forward with lightning speed. So while the masses scorn the rich and pride themselves on being above materialism, they are drowned in debt with little hope for the future. Meanwhile, the champions ignore the naysayers and continue their journey towards financial independence and wealth. Wealth is a product of man's capacity to think. This is by Ayn Rand. That was a quote. So very important lessons here. Middle class believes money is complicated. World class believes money is simple. The masses believe money making is mysterious. The world class believe money flows from ideas. They know the more value they create in the marketplace, the wealthier they become. The great ones are masters at converting critical areas of life to simple formulas anyone can follow. Getting rich in a free economy is simply a matter of trading solutions for money. The bigger the solution, the more the paycheck. It's that simple. So it's not about luck. It's not about being smarter. It's not about a leg up. It's you too can create anything you want. Anything you want in this life is possible for you. It's about the way you think. It's about finding the solutions. It's about creating value in the marketplace. And when you do that and you find intuitive and ingenious and different ways to get your message out there, you can stand out, you can actually get attention, you can actually draw those people to you. So often it's about figuring out how you get your message out there, how you've got your product and solution that's going to change the world, and having that faith and belief that you can do that, persisting through the storm, that then you believe that this can help change millions of lives, and you're willing to go through what it takes and do whatever it takes to go through that, to get your message out there, to find your audience. Once you do, you hit home and you make it big, because you're giving value to the people and you're serving them in a way that they want to be served. They have a problem, you have a solution, and you're going through all of those challenges to get to the other end. So that book's going to help you. It's going to help you start to think like a millionaire and just reprogram some of the ways that you are thinking about money, the world class. And I really want to differentiate again. There's a difference between world class money thinking and between upper class, right? And so differentiate that, because it's important. Upper class is very different to world class.